will Sinn Féin go back into an executive without an Irish Language Act being agreed to by the DUP?
The Irish Language Act is already agreed.
Not by the DUP?
Well, it is.
Well, they've said it's not. So well, now's the time for the negotiation, and you're confident this will all be sorted within 3 weeks.
I listened to you interviewing Edmund Poots, where you showed him that the Irish Language Act was agreed in the St Andrews Agreement.
And they're saying they didn't agree to it. The British government agreed to it.
The Irish Language Act... Well, it's in the St Andrews Agreement. The Irish Language Act was to have been delivered by the British government, and they could still deliver an Irish Language Act. So we want to get these issues resolved. There are issues which are already agreed.
But here's the question.
If it requires political will to resolve them, then if that political will is there, then we can resolve
them. Arlene Foster has made it clear. She has said never. She will never agree to an Irish Language Act. That's what she has said. Edwin Poots, representing the DUP, has said that they did not agree to an Irish Language Act. So that's currently where we are. Your assessment in the context of my question of what they've agreed isn't that relevant. If you're doing a negotiation with them, it's where they are at. So where they are currently at is that they will never allow an Irish Language Act. Will you go into the executive with the DUP without a guarantee that they will accept an Irish Language Act?
Well, they also said they would never sit down with Sinn Féin.
Here's the question. Will you go into the executive
let me give you the
without a guarantee of implementation of the Irish Language
Let me
Act?
Give you the political context. DUP have said never, never to quite a few things.
No, but this would be
mind.
A three-week negotiation, which you're confident of achieving.
What I'm saying to you is that the St Andrews Agreement, which included an Irish Language Act, was the product of several parties and both governments.
I'm
saying to you, the St Andrews Agreement, in which the Irish Language Act was included.
Ago.
Yeah, which Sinn Féin put in there, by the way.
The DUP are saying they won't allow it to happen. They will never have an Irish Language Act while Arlene Foster's there. So for those people who are contemplating...
Well, if Arlene Foster is their problem, then perhaps they need to deal with it.
For those people who are contemplating whether they should vote for Sinn Féin or not, be clear to them this morning. Yeah. Will you go into an executive without a guarantee that the DUP will allow an Irish Language Act?
We will fight the case for the Irish Language Act as we have done for the last 10 years. We still have a United Ireland. That doesn't stop us fighting every day for one. But what I'm saying to you is the Irish Language Act was agreed to St Andrews.
Can they be sure that you won't go into an executive without an Irish Language Act? Answer the question.
Well, let me give you the context.
I don't want the context.
Well, I'm giving you it.
I'm
giving you it one way or
another. What about an answer?
Right, here's the answer.
Are you going to duck this an Irish Language Act
here's
is
the
vital
answer.
For? It's here's a red line for them.
Here is the answer. I'm sure it is.
Is it a red line for Sinn Féin?
People feel very passionately about it.
Is it a red line for Sinn Féin?
Here's the answer. The St Andrews Agreement's implementation is responsibility of both governments and the parties. So therefore, we will hold both governments and the parties to the full implementation of it. It's already agreed. It's about implementation.
I'm going to ask it one more time. For those people who this may be, whether they vote for Sinn Féin or not, will you go into an executive with the DUP without a guarantee from the DUP that they will implement an Irish Language Act?
Well, let me explain it to you one more time. It is not simply a matter for the DUP and us.
No.
It is a matter of an international...
The DUP have said never
but they may
under Arlene Foster.
Well, then...
It's not a red line for you, is it?
Listen...
You nearly said it is, and then you stopped yourself. It's not a red line, Mr. Murphy, is it?
Well, let me explain it to you again, one more time. The Irish Language Act was a product of the St Andrews Agreement. The people who stand over the implementation of the St Andrews Agreement are both governments as well as the parties. So it is not simply a case between Sinn Féin and the DUP. If the DUP continue to behave in denial of people's rights, as they have done in terms of completely ignoring the requirements of the Good Friday Agreement, then I can see a great difficulty in reinstating an executive.
But it's not a red line.
The Irish Language Act rights, the behaviour of the DUP, they are all key issues which need to be addressed in restoring an executive.
Key issues which need to be addressed.
Well, I'm not. Listen, Stephen.
No guarantees to your electorate.
I meet my electorate every single day of the week.
Give them a guarantee that you won't go back into an executive without an Irish Language Act agreed to by the DUP.
We have given our electorate a guarantee that we will not go back into an executive unless the principles of the Good Friday Agreement, the scandal of the RHI and all of the outstanding agreements are resolved.